This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. Locally produced fruit and vegetables continue to be in demand with customers, whether they buy through farmers markets, community-supported agriculture sales, direct from produce farms, or dining out at local restaurants. Meat's another story. Non-commercially produced meat is a little more complicated and falls under more stringent regulations, and that can be an impediment for direct-to-consumer or restaurant sales. Why?
The reason is that there's not a lot of inspection plants that are either state or federally inspected so that they can be sold directly to consumers or restaurants. So if meat's sold directly to consumers without it's kind of the way some farmers get around that is they sell the animal to the consumer and then deliver it to the slaughter facility. But let's say if you go to the restaurant and you want to buy local or have a meal that has local pork or beef or lamb, that has to be federally inspected. And here in the Four Corners region, we've only got a couple facilities that do that. That one is Blue Mountain Pack in Monticello, and another one is Sunnyside Meat in Durango. Then you have to go a long ways in order to find find plants.
Is there not enough? Is this a regulation issue or is it a demand issue? So that more meat packers that are federally inspected would take a chance and start up, you know, for example, here in Cortez or down in Shiprock or, you know, someplace else. Chicken, egg?
Right? Yeah, no, you hit it on the head is that the regulations that are involved are quite stringent. So it's very difficult for a packing plant to meet those requirements. And there's been some effort in Congress to change that, to make it a little more level playing field. And that hasn't gone very far. In fact, one of the reasons it really has been getting a lot of opposition was from the big meat lobbyist at the North American Meat Institute and the consumer group Food and Water Watch. What they say is, well, you can't control small packing plants like you can in these large places. And we need to have these our meat processed in the big factories that will process, you know, thousands of head a day, and that's a lot safer than it is going to a small slaughter facility, which that could be argued. And that's a problem nationwide is, as far as getting meat into restaurants and direct consumers for some of the, especially for the what you call heritage breeds, that many people like better than they like the commercially produced meat, is that inspection. And that's really slowing down the process of getting, you know, kind of getting a channel going.
Do the, I was thinking about like from the demand side of the, or the business side, is it, for Sunnyside or Blue Mountain, you know, to have two or three other businesses, is it just the margins aren't there to expand and have these little small satellites to do this?
It'd be very difficult to have a satellite because of the requirements that they have to have in order to fulfill the requirements of the federal or state inspection processes.
Is this something Congress can act on to make it easier?
Well, they're talking about it. There was, in 2015, there was a bill introduced. Didn't go anywhere, though.
That's Ag Markets More. Thanks, Bob.